This is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans, getting you ready for game day.
We are the Sultans. We are the Sultans.
Now, here are Mike Scheck and Trip Rodgers.
Deuces are wild, and so is the NFL. It's wild card weekend with the Fantasy Sultans. Mike Scheck, Trip Rodgers. Got three games on the slate for today and one tomorrow night. First up, the surprising rookie Bo Nix and his Denver team rolls into Buffalo to take on Josh Allen and the high-flying Bills at 1 p.m. Then it's an NFC battle. Call it a rematch from week one. Kicked off the international series in Brazil with Philly winning the first matchup, but Green Bay is seeking revenge. They travel to Philadelphia to host Saquon Barkley and the Eagles at 4:30. Meanwhile, tonight, it's Sunday Night Football. Jaden Daniels coming off an impressive rookie campaign. His Commanders going into the playoffs with a 12-win team. They're on the road in Tampa Bay to face Baker the Touchdown Maker. Baker Mayfield and the Bucs at 8:20. But wait, there's one more. Yes, that's right. One more game coming up tomorrow night. Minnesota and Sam Darnold, who fell flat last week against Detroit. They're hoping to bounce back against winners of the NFC West, Los Angeles Rams. That game will be at 8:15. Was supposed to be in LA. It's now moved to Arizona because of the wildfires and the conditions out there in California. Trip, early thoughts on this weekend's matchups.
One of the things that we're keying on, if you look at the teams involved this weekend, rookie quarterbacks in the playoffs. I think that's going to be a huge key. The other thing, I'm going to be very curious to see tomorrow night if Minnesota can rebound. Minnesota has a tough road to hoe. The other question as we're going to go along in these playoffs is Kansas City Chiefs basically rested everybody last week. Most entertaining game of the weekend will be that Monday night game. Moving it from LA to Arizona is interesting because it's kind of a neutral field. So Los Angeles won't have the home field advantage. But again, I'm going to be curious to see if Minnesota can play like the team that they played like in the first 16 weeks of the regular season. 17 weeks of the regular season, not week 18.
I'm intrigued to watch this Green Bay-Philly game coming up later today. Green Bay had a chance to win the last time these two teams met. Jordan Love got injured late in the game. Malik Willis replaced him. And if it wasn't for the injury, I'm really not so sure the Eagles come out of this game victorious. And while we're on the Jordan Love subject, that knee injury at the beginning of the season looked much more significant than it actually was. I mean, they were calling for like 4 to 6 weeks of him being on the sidelines, and I think he only was out maybe one or two games. For certain, I think he's lucky to be able to get back, because if he's out that many games, I'm not so sure either Green Bay's in the playoffs.
You brought up a good point about Malik Willis was the backup, and he played well in those two games that Jordan Love missed. But one of the points that was made with last week, the teams who rested starters, they said, we need to get our guys in there. We got to get them some game experience. We've got to prepare, because if we get to the playoffs, they have not played. They're going to be thrust into a situation they're not going to know what to do. This way, they have a chance to get some game experience, get some reps. That's one of the things they're talking about. Now, listen, they may not play if everybody stays healthy. That's something that Nick Sirianni and Andy Reid, those are two guys who really thought about it. Let's face it, Jaden Daniels did not play last week. He sat. The LA Rams sat their starters last week because, again, they wanted to give them the rest. And I guess we can segue now into, let's talk a little bit about the Eagles, since they are the only team in the area that is active in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. The thing about the Eagles, this game today, Mike, you brought it up, it is kind of a revenge game for Green Bay, but the Eagles have a chance to really show that they belong, and they are, a lot of people pick this team to do well and to be the NFC representative. We'll talk about this in the second segment and when we do our game picks, but I really think you're talking about week one and week 19, which is essentially what this is, two different times. And I think the Eagles are a better team than what went to Brazil.
Well, if it's one thing that could deter the Eagles, so to speak, it could be Jalen Hurts with the concussion. He comes out of the concussion protocol. Will there be rust? I don't know. I mean, again, he's had a few weeks off the field. The consistency, I just want to see how he gets back. You know, if you're Nick Sirianni in that situation, I certainly think you got to ride with number 26 on the field. I mean, he's done it all season, and why not do it again in the wild card game? So that would be certainly the Eagles kind of like blueprint against Green Bay Packers this weekend.
It is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Mike Scheck, Chip Rogers, Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com.
And talk about number 26 on the other side, the New York Giants. They've made a decision with their GM and head coach. They're keeping them. Brian Daboll will survive another season, as well as Joe Shane. Is this the right move for the Giants?
Last week on this program, I said it would not surprise me if the Giants kept one or both of them. John Mara was adamant, and he said this week. He doesn't want change. He doesn't want to keep blowing people out every 2 or 3 years because, A, you're not going to get people, and B, what does that say about your organization? Now, listen, the Giants have not set the world on fire, but they are only 2 years removed from being in the playoffs. And Brian Daboll was coach of the year a couple years ago. He doesn't get stupid all of a sudden. Shane and Daboll get a chance to resurrect the franchise. Now, they will do that with their quarterback, whoever it is. The Giants have the number 3 pick in the draft. I have seen differing things. I will die on this hill. I do not want Shedeur Sanders in a New York Giant uniform. I do not want the Giants to take a quarterback with that number 3 pick. If the Giants could move that pick and get a couple more picks, I'd be happy with that. And somebody is going to want to draft one of the 2 top quarterback prospects in this draft. And I would be perfectly happy if the Giants sat back. I saw one mock draft that had them getting the Ole Miss quarterback. I'm good with that. Yeah. I saw another draft where they draft the Penn State quarterback number 3. Are you kidding me? I mean, what happened the last time we drafted a quarterback in the top 10? Oh, yeah, Daniel Jones. You just let him go. Come on.
It's funny you mentioned Ole Miss quarterback. That would have been a good pick 20 years ago. John Mara, I mean, he didn't come out and say that Brian Daboll needs to give up the play calling, but it's pretty clear that he wants him to do so. I mean, I can't imagine that Daboll is going to take over the offensive reins once again. Offensive coordinator Mike Kafka, Daboll even admitted that at the end of this season, the results weren't good enough. And even in 2023, when Kafka called the plays, the offense was considered to be Daboll's. So will he really give up the control of the offensive scheme, hand it over to a coordinator? Of course, on the other side of it, Kafka could interview with another NFL team, ends up being a head coach. So he leaves, and that's something the Giants have to figure out too. And on the defensive side of the ball, well, they weren't great. And 2 names that I'm watching, Lou Anarumo in Cincinnati, who was fired on Monday, former quarterback, Chicago coach Matt Eberflus. He could be Giants defensive coordinator too. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Giants do in these next couple of weeks if they make those moves. They're going to have to do something.
I think you're going to see some changes on the staff. You'll recall one of the sticking points last year was the fact they would not let Kafka leave, and he wanted to leave, and they would not let him. And they stripped him of the play calling, and he was there. He's not happy. Listen, you got somebody who's unhappy. Get him out the door. Don't sit there and just draw this out. But if you're going to make some changes, and I think the Giants are going to have to make some changes, the question is, do they draft a young quarterback to try and build for the future? Or do you get a bridge guy, somebody for 1 or 2 years, and you get to move forward? I don't know what the right answer is, Mike, but I will say this. If the Giants had fired GM and coach, and I said this before, they become the Chicago Bears. And we see how well it's working for the Chicago Bears.
Let's go around the NFL.
Teams making changes for the 18 teams that missed the playoffs. 2025 offseason officially kicked off Monday with a handful of coaches getting fired. No surprise here. Former Philadelphia Eagles coach and Jacksonville head coach Doug Peterson fired after a 4-13 season, 3 seasons with a combined 22-29 overall record. Now, there was speculation that GM Trent Baalke would be on the line as well. However, the team is keeping him next season. Silver and Black, they're making a change. Well, they're cleaning house, actually. They relieved Antonio Pierce of his head coaching duties on Tuesday, and then 2 days later, they get rid of their GM, Tom Telesco. Obviously, with Tom Brady part owner. He's going to want to look at a new coach coming in, obviously a new GM, and his big part of it is probably going to be the NFL draft, as he's going to be looking to draft a quarterback of the future. New England coach Jaron Mayo was fired last Sunday shortly after the team's Week 18 win against Buffalo. Mayo coached in a one-and-done situation in New England. Owner Robert Kraft not happy with the team and says the team regressed since Belichick. Perhaps we're a soft team across the board, or we have plenty of money to burn, or hey, it worked for Belichick. Yeah, those comments may have costed Jaron Mayo his job.
You think? You think? I mean, really? He did not do very well this year.
Just really quick, as we keep it in the NFC East, Mike McCarthy, Jerry Jones, all signs pointing that they're going to be staying together next season. His contract is officially up tomorrow. The Chicago Bears reportedly requested an interview with McCarthy for their head coaching vacancy. Still remains to be seen if he will take that job or not, or whether or not Jerry Jones is really going to be satisfied with McCarthy. Remember, McCarthy only has a 1-3 record in the postseason. And that's not good enough. We know Jerry Jones is hungry. Get back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I'm going to go back and I'll say what I said before. If the Eagles lose this afternoon to the Packers, I think Nick Sirianni is going to be in some trouble. But I'm going to go back to, it's going to be monkey see, monkey do. Mm-hmm. If Dallas fires McCarthy, I think the Eagles are going to fire Nick Sirianni. If the Cowboys keep Mike McCarthy, then I think the Eagles will keep Nick Sirianni.
Darnold throwing end zone for Jefferson, and they cash in with a touchdown.
Daniels has an open man, blown coverage. Zacchaeus, touchdown.
Kyren Williams, big hole, gonna get there in for the touchdown.
Baby, you my A-chain, you all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done.
Mayfield wide open, McMillan walk-in touchdown.
And Barkley fights, touchdown. It's a hat trick for the newest Eagle.
Allen looking across the middle in stride. Shakir spins into the end zone.
I say you to you the best you, best I ever had, best I ever had.
Here's Lowe.
Caught, Dobbs racing to the end zone and he's in. Williams with the power at the end of the run. Driving to the two, pushing to the one, and all the way in. Derrick Henry on the run. He will score.
Best I ever had, best I ever had.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up, the Fantasy Sultans are talking the New York Jets and whether one of their former head coaches would be a good fit in 2025. Plus, they'll sound off on two players to watch for this weekend's wild card matchups and all the predictions of teams advancing to the divisional round. All that and more as Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans continue. It's Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com.
We move on to another New York team searching for answers. It is Sunday with the Fantasy Celtics, Mike Scheck, Trip Rodgers. The Jets had a good Week 18. They spoiled Miami's party. Well, it was actually Denver who spoiled the party in general because they got the 7th seed. But the Jets got the win over Miami. And now they're moving on to looking for a new head coach. They are interviewing a bunch on that list. But one of them that they've interviewed already is Rex Ryan. And he claims he's the man for the job and will 100% be the next head coach of the Jets. Trip, can he really turn that organization around and be successful enough for the Jets?
Well, first of all, you've got to remember the Jets, you know, have a tendency to make mistakes. But yeah. Rex Ryan is the last coach to have taken them to the playoffs. And if you recall, his first 2 years, they made it to the championship game. How did they do it? Good defense. The quarterback on both teams, by the way, Mark Sanchez. So I think Rex can do the job. He would not be the worst choice for the Jets. But again, the Jets are doing things kind of backwards. They're interviewing coaching candidates. And they talked to some people about their GM job, but I think they got to hire a GM before they hire a coach. But I think Rex Ryan could do it. I think the replay could work out well. I mean, listen, there are a couple of instances where you've seen a coach come back to a team and be successful, maybe not as successful as the first time. They need a culture change in Florham Park, and Rex Ryan could give him that culture change. So, Mike, I don't think Rex Ryan as HC of the NYJ is a bad idea.
Well, first of all, I don't really doubt that he could change the culture. We know that Rex is a motivator. He's strict. He's passionate about the game. The problem is his coaching style. I mean, he started red hot with the Jets. The defense was undoubtedly one of the best in the league. He had a game manager, actually above average quarterback, and he still took his team to the playoffs and made a deep run into the playoffs. But that was only the first couple years. After that, the Jets became really undisciplined and became less professional at his press conferences. Not to mention 8 years removed from being on the football field. That coaching style to me is outdated. Yeah, you could hire good coordinators on both sides of the ball to help you out. I just feel he's been away from the game too long. And his philosophy of winning is much more different than somebody like a younger, successful-minded head coach like a Kyle Shanahan, a Dan Campbell, a Sean McVay. Personally, I think the Jets need a fresh start and they need to get rid of the circus of a season. And if they bring Rex Ryan in, that's only saying, okay, well, the circus has been in town all season and it's coming back for an encore performance. Rex Ryan would not be the best move at this time for the Jets. One thing he did say that I do like is he's not going to let, if he is the head coach, he is not going to let Aaron Rodgers run the Jets like a country club. That I like.
But Rex Ryan, remember, if you recall, he was let go by the Jets and he went right to Buffalo and was in Buffalo for 2 years. And then
Sean McDonald, not great.
But what I'm saying is, I think Rex has learned. Rex maybe has matured. And again, I don't think it's the worst thing for the Jets. They need a culture change. Now, listen, is Rex going to be successful? I'm not sure. Again, there's a lot of questions. I think it's fairly obvious the Jets have a young nucleus. They've got a good running back in Breece Hall. They've got a good wide receiver in Garrett Wilson. I think the question is going to be, do they bring Aaron Rodgers back? And that is another issue. If Rex Ryan comes back, it can't be Aaron Rodgers' team. Aaron Rodgers is going to have to come back on the coach's terms, not on his terms. And Aaron's only about one person and one person only, Aaron. I think the Jets have learned they cannot let him dictate this year. I think Aaron Rodgers can come back, but he's got to come back on the terms of the coach. That's why I think Rex would be a good thing for the New York Jets.
The Fantasy Sultans Sunday Jupers.
We're watching some players that could dictate Sunday's games and Monday. Who do you have for your twofers, Trip?
Quarterbacks. We're into the playoffs now. You've got to have your quarterbacks do well. Sam Darnold looked awful last week. Was he wearing a Jet uniform in that game? I don't know. It looked like he was. But Sam Darnold did not do well last week. I think the spotlight is clearly on him. That Monday night game against the Los Angeles Rams, he is going to be the guy who's going to have to do it for Minnesota. And listen, they made a move this week. Daniel Jones is now on the active roster. Daniel Jones could be the backup quarterback. I have a funny feeling if Darnold struggles or he plays like he did last week, could we see Danny Dimes come in and maybe save the day for Minnesota? Darnold has a bullseye on his back, and of course, Darnold is playing for his next contract too. Also, and it was funny because we were talking before we went on the air, and we were talking about who we're going to look at as our players this week. And it was funny because you just said something and it just clicked with me. I think Jaden Daniels. I think that's going to be a big factor in whether Washington is competitive or if Tampa Bay runs them off the field. Because, again, it's playoff time. Baker's been there. Tampa Bay's been there. The Washington Commanders have not. Jaden Daniels has not. I'm not saying Jaden Daniels has not played in big games because, you know, he's played in some big college games. But I think Jaden Daniels is going to be somebody to watch. I think he's going to be the key to any success Washington has. Hall of Famer, who you got?
Another rookie I'm watching, Denver Bo Nix. Orchard Park, New York, very difficult place to play, let alone to have your first playoff start being there. I mean, he's been impressive this season. 3,700 yards, 29 touchdowns to 12 interceptions. But going into Buffalo is going to be a tall task, so I want to see how he performs. I'm also looking at the Philadelphia Eagles running back Saquon Barkley. He's been Philly's bread and butter all season long. Against Green Bay week one, he carried the ball 24 times, 109 yards, 2 touchdowns. You know, they say no 2 football games are ever the same. I'm going to be very interested to see if he can replicate that performance and turn that into another W once again for the Philadelphia Eagles. For the Philadelphia Eagles, he's been their bread and butter. And for the Giants, he's toast.
The Fantasy Sultans. Pick'ems.
Let's go!
All right, we're now to our pick segment. And of course, we get our lines from foxsports.com. 4 games left in this wild card weekend. The Buffalo Bills host the Denver Broncos, and the Buffalo Bills are an 8.5-point choice in this one. I think it's fairly obvious. I think the Bills are an 8.5-point choice because they are the Buffalo Bills. They have played well down the stretch. Again, we were talking about on our Fantasy Sultans podcast, Josh Allen was lights out this year as a fantasy quarterback. His worst week, week 16. Probably cost a lot of people championships. But Josh Allen has been performing on such a high level. Again, MVP candidate. He's in the discussion. I think Buffalo wins this game. I think they cover 8.5 points because I just think Denver, this is their first year. They're happy to be here. Buffalo, you get your participation trophy, Denver, and Buffalo moves on.
Yeah, it's their first appearance in the playoffs in Super Bowl 50 when they defeated Carolina. I know the defense wins postseason games, and clearly the Broncos have a better defense. They're second in opponent yards per play, third in opponent points per game. But yeah, they're just not going to be able to stop Josh Allen and that Bills offense when it really counts. I think they keep it competitive, and I do believe that they cover the 8.5, but they're not going to win the game.
Next up, we have the Eagles taking on Green Bay. This game is in Philadelphia. Eagles are a 4.5-point favorite. Everybody points back to that week one game, and again, that was the game that Jordan Love hurt his knee in, and the Eagles barely won that game. But that was almost like a lifetime ago because of the fact it was week one. These are two different teams. Number one, I think the Eagles are built for a Super Bowl run. They are rested, whereas Green Bay had to play their guys last week because they were playing for playoff seeding. So they played their guys last week. They've got a couple of injuries. Again, Christian Watson's gone for the season. Green Bay's a little too banged up. I think the Eagles win this game, and they cover the 4.5 points.
We mentioned at the top of the show, Jalen Hurts is coming back from concussion protocol. He hasn't played since week 16. Last time it was a 5-point game. This time around, I think it's a field goal. I'm going for the Eagles, but Green Bay with the spread.
The Sunday night game will be the Washington Commanders at Tampa Bay, and the Buccaneers are a 3-point choice. Really familiar territory for Tampa Bay, hosting a home playoff game. Tampa Bay has played well over the latter part of the season. Washington's there for the first time, as we said in our two first. Jaden Daniels, will be curious to see how he does. I think Tampa Bay wins this game, but I will say they will not cover a 3-point spread.
The Commanders have been one of the worst run defenses in the NFL. I expect Bucky Irving to have a big game, and they should get some big deep plays from Baker, the touchdown maker, Tampa Bay.
And last but not least, the Monday night game will be Minnesota and the Los Angeles Rams. And Minnesota is a 1-point favorite on the road. They are the only road favorite this weekend, and I think that says something about this Minnesota Vikings team. Again, Sam Darnold is going to be under the microscope. He's playing for a contract. I think Minnesota wins this game, but I think it will be a very close game. Minnesota will win it probably in the last 5 minutes.
What happened after week 18 with Sam Darnold? I mean, it was just like you said. I mean, he's like almost like he put on a Jet uniform, but they're definitely looking to bounce back this week. And I think they do, but it's a close game. Going to go for Minnesota.
Our lines courtesy of foxsports.com. Final four, AFC. I think it'll be Kansas City and Buffalo, the top two seeds. Again, there's a reason why they're the top two seeds. I think Kansas City benefits from having that week off and resting their starters week 18. In the NFC, Detroit, number one seed. That 1 week bye is going to help their defense get healthy. Philadelphia is their opponent in the championship game. Again, the Eagles are a good team, and they rested some of their players in week 18. And also, they had not had a bye since week 5. That helps the Eagles in this case.
NFC, I'll go with Detroit. They seem to be the team to beat, as well as they'll be playing the Philadelphia Eagles in the championship game. Although I am a little concerned about the Eagles' performance this Sunday. If they can get by Green Bay, I definitely think they advance through the divisional round as well and get to the championship game. But this is going to be an interesting game against Green Bay. I know you say they're two different teams. The season has sort of changed, and Philly got off to a slow start, which is the case. I'm just going to be interested to see how Jalen Hurts gets going after not playing after a few weeks. And then over in the AFC, the team to beat is Kansas City right now, and they're going to face Buffalo, I believe. It's going to be the one and the two. And could Buffalo spoil the party for Kansas City? We'll have to see what happens. But, I mean, somebody said on the show that it was going to be Detroit and Kansas City. I'm close to sticking to that pick. We'll see about Championship Sunday if I stay true to form. But right now, that looks like the pick for me.
There's a reason why you are the Hall of Famer and I am not.
We're getting close to game time as game time approaches here on Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. We'll be here with you throughout the playoffs. We'll get you ready for the divisional matchups next weekend. We're here for you each and every Sunday. We are the Fantasy Sultans.
And you are not.
Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans has been a presentation of Fox Sports Radio New Jersey and Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore. Want even more fantasy?
His whole life is a fantasy game.
Follow the Fantasy Sultans on YouTube at Fantasy Sultans and tune in next week at this same time for more Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans.